watcher. Here comes one now.
Local news, time to say it's a WRJN. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Here's the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protesters in Portland, Oregon, clashing with ICE agents as a federal judge blocks President Trump temporarily from sending National Guard troops from any state into the city.
We don't need help. We got it under control.
The thing that's harming us is the escalation tactics that Trump's trying to use to create a narrative that, you know, Portland is this boogeyman that requires further militarization, and we just don't.
The president says he'll forge ahead with his battle that began in Washington, D.C.
It took 12 days. Think of that. Now we're in Memphis. We're doing the same thing in Memphis, and we're going to Chicago.
This is day 6 of a government shutdown, and Republicans and Democrats remain at a standstill. CBS's Jared Hill.
Yesterday, President Trump and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson said they want to look at ways to address federal health care subsidies, but after the shutdown ends.
The Senate plans another vote on a spending plan today. Israeli and Hamas officials are meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, for indirect talks on the first phase of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli press reports said Netanyahu confidant Ron Dermer will not be joining the talks, at least at the beginning. But President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will come to Cairo. President Trump says both Israel and Hamas have said yes to the first stage of his plan to end the war.
It includes partial withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza and release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. They handed out the Nobel Prize in Medicine in Stockholm this morning.
It's a joint award for two Americans and a Japanese scientist.
Mary Branco, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi.
The prize honors three decades of research on peripheral immune tolerance, which is one way the body helps keep the immune system from getting out of whack and attacking its own tissues instead of foreign invaders. Sakaguchi made the first key discovery in 1995. Branco and Ramsdell made another breakthrough in 2001. Sakaguchi linked all of their work 2 years later. Peter King, CBS News.
In Tibet today. Rescuers have gotten to about 350 hikers at a snowy tourist camp on Mount Everest. About 200 more still trapped. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell from Beijing.
We spoke to one woman whose husband was on a 12-day trek there. 2 days into the trek, he called her via satellite phone and said, "You've got to speak to the police. There's way too much snow here. We're in big trouble."
One hiker tells a local news outlet 3 feet of snow has crushed their tents. Dow futures up 76. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The longest-serving Speaker of the State Assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the Assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January. A Racine man was stranded for nearly 4 hours on Lake Michigan before being rescued Friday night. The 37-year-old drifted about a mile from North Beach on a swimming tube and couldn't swim back against the current. Rescue teams used boats, jet skis, and thermal cameras to find him. He was found about a mile north of the beach and was treated for dehydration, exhaustion, and hypothermia. The man said the current pulled him out at about 3:30 in the afternoon and he had no way to signal for help. A little tuck-pointing work will impact City Hall in Racine for about a month. The city says starting today, crews will begin tuck-pointing work on the west side of City Hall. The project is expected to take 4 weeks. That means the west entrance will be closed, with parking limited on that side as well. Traffic around the ballpark will start to get busy around the evening rush. It's an 8:08 first pitch, with parking lots open for tailgating at 4:30. It's game two of the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs. After tonight, there's a game for sure in Chicago. Amtrak will be running a special train from Milwaukee to the train station in Chicago, a ride that'll include Bernie Brewer and racing sausages. That Brewer's Express will also make normal stops along the regular Hiawatha route, which does include a stop in Racine County. At tonight's game at American Family Field, Brewers legends Cecil Cooper and Trevor Hoffman will throw out the first pitches, along with Bob Uecker Jr. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one, 9-3, but Jackson Chourio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back, and it's inconclusive, and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so... And it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost, and you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day, get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown. Usually they break as you're taking them out of the cellophane. What is this? Oh, it's broken. Toss it into the trash receptacle. Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash. Somebody shut that toy factory down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The Beatles, She Loves You. It's 710 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, here's something you haven't heard in a while. Showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high near 78. More likely tonight again with a low around 57. A gradual clearing, though, for tomorrow. It looks like a sunny, did I get that right? Yeah, more showers and thunderstorms tonight. Yeah, sunny right now. It's a beautiful sunshine, sunrise going over Lake Michigan. Beautiful. It's 63 degrees right here at Radio Park. In pain news, a study found learning an instrument can up your pain tolerance. Now, trained musicians seem to tolerate pain a little better than the rest of us because of how it rewires their brain. Now, I'm learning to play the piano now. And when I get pain, I don't tolerate it. I think I have to practice more because I got to get rid of that pain thing, up my tolerance. 710 local news, timeless hits here at WRGN. Right now, I've got the Rascals. Also known as the Young Rascals, people got to be free. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 7:13. Good morning. It is a Monday. I know, where'd the weekend go? It was a beautiful weekend weather-wise. We're looking for showers and thunderstorms today, though. Highs near 78, more tonight, lows 57, a gradual clearing tomorrow. Right now, the sun is shining, a beautiful sunrise over Lake Michigan. 63 degrees right here at Radio Park in Gotta Keep That Appointment News. A woman in Florida arrested on Monday after stealing a motorized Publix shopping cart and using it to drive herself to an appointment. And a driver in Florida who was pulled over for going 107 miles an hour told police he was trying to make an appointment with his barber. Oh, yeah, those emergency haircuts. Got to make those, huh? 7:14, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here come the Hollies.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you. Riding along on a carousel, will I catch up to you? Horses chasing, cause they're racing, so near yet so far.
fighting for their places, just get in the way.
Carousel. Those are the Hollies. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A lot of famous people came from that group. Could you remember who came from the Hollies? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, I don't. Not this early. No.
I don't remember. I'm asking you because I forgot. I was just told the other day and I forgot again. A lot of big people came from that group. I can't remember any of them. Chris Samara was here. And Chris is not only our general manager, he's also the president of the southern half Civic Media Stations. Right. What a title. Civic Media owns like 31 stations now with 50 signals.
We're up into the 30s now. Yeah.
And across the state. And you're in charge of the bottom half. Where's that line drawn?
Somewhere north of Green Bay, across to Eau Claire and Stillwater.
The equator.
And then south. Yeah, the equator of Wisconsin. So.
And you've got them all. I can see you're ready for the Brewers today.
Yep, looking forward to it. We watched probably 150 or listened to 150 of the 162 games this year. And fingers crossed we get past this series.
Well, that's good. Now, there is a person who works in this building. I won't tell you what his name is. I think you know who it is. He's a rabid Cubs fan.
Yes.
So this is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because
the good news is the unnamed person's on vacation this week. And we don't have to listen to his taunting.
Now, we can't figure that out.
Right, right.
Okay, now Chris is here because something big is going on at WRJN. Let's talk about it because it might be a little confusing to people. It's good news, by the way. It's very good news.
Yeah.
It may be confusing.
Well, we recently made an agreement to purchase a couple of radio signals in the Milwaukee area. And one of them is on the air this morning. It's a new FM frequency that covers the south side of Milwaukee and most of the north side of Racine. It's the tower is right over by the Oak Creek Power Plant, and it's at 107.3 FM, 107.3. So now you can pick WRJN up in Kenosha, 98.1 FM. Come a little further north, 99.9 FM in Racine and out to about the interstate, and then 107.3 FM heading north into southern Milwaukee County. And that is further complicated by the addition of another AM station that you'll be able to hear WRJN. Now, right now, it's on the air as of Friday at a very, very low power. But we've ordered a new 5,000-watt transmitter for 1290 AM. And in the next, hopefully, 2 weeks, you'll be able to carry WRJN on AM at 1400, where it's been for almost 100 years. From the Illinois line up to southern Milwaukee.
Actually, Gurnee.
Gurnee, yeah, there. You can hear it down in northern Illinois. And then 1290 will pick you up from the Racine-Milwaukee County line and take you up to West Bend, Sheboygan, and points north. So what we're really doing is expanding the footprint of Racine across all of southeast Wisconsin. Now, it will remain WRJN Racine. This is our hometown. This is what we do. This is what we serve. But if you're traveling to the north or want to take the music with you, what a great way to do it on 1290. But that's about 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks away till we get everything fixed. That transmitter site got hit by the flooding 6 weeks ago, and it blew everything up. So we're in the process of getting new equipment.
Now, we didn't own it when it, when it got flooded.
No.
We always come in to clean up the post-flood.
Right.
That's what we do. Yeah. So let's just assure everybody, the way you've been listening to WRJN, if you want to listen to it on 1400 or 99.9 FM or 98.1 FM, that does not change.
Doesn't change a bit.
Nope. Now, we're just adding the frequency of 107.3 FM in the Milwaukee area.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And we're also going to be adding in 2 weeks 1290 AM. So it's just adding, but it's still WRJN, a Racine radio station, still Racine folks on the radio.
Yep.
Nothing changes. It just now goes further, which is also good news for our advertisers.
Well,
because,
now for no extra charge, you're reaching an extra million people with that 1290 signal. So, yes, our Racine advertisers get the boost. The price stays the same, so no worries there. More than anything, it just really it expands Racine's footprint to beyond Racine County.
And it's the 1290 frequency is kind of a legendary frequency because when I first came to town, the old WZUU with Larry the Legend used to be on 1290.
Larry the Legend and David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time. They morphed it into an oldies station. It became Wheels 1290 WLLZ many years. Yep. Great oldies station.
Mark Stack was on that station.
Stack, Tom Carr, Dan Marcus was on that station. And then Willie Davis owned it, former Green Bay Packer Willie Davis. And for many years, it was really a voice of the Milwaukee African-American community. And Willie wanted it to be that way. It did very well for them. But more recently, it was known as the Fonz. The company that owned them switched it to an automated oldies format, much like the music you hear here, but no people, no personalities. It was just kind of a filler on the dial. So people who were used to 1290 as the Fonz playing oldies music are going to get their music back with Don Rosen and Dan Marcus and Kurt Vollman and everybody else on WRJN.
Okay, and the 107.3 is on now. I've heard it. You can hear it down in Racine.
Oh, sure.
Clear as a bell. Yeah. And the 1290, in about 2 weeks or so, when the new transmitter comes over, somebody's going to have it on their back coming over the Canadian border, wherever we get transmitters from.
I'm not sure where they come from now, but it takes a while to get here.
We'll get them, it'll be like a strap to their back, and they'll walk it to Racine.
It's going to have to be a strong back.
And transmitters are tiny now. They used to be big, huge, like refrigerators, and now they're like little tiny college dorm refrigerators.
They kind of are, And the one we have in there right now is a little 10-watt transmitter, and it looks like
a boombox.
not even. It's maybe about 2 inches thick and maybe 6 inches high and 10 inches wide. And it's
not like they used to be.
No, you can hear it for 2 or 3 miles around the tower, but we needed that on in order for the FM to go on.
Thank you, Chris. Chris is our president and at Civic Media of the southern half of all the radio stations we own. Also, our general manager here at WRJN and WAUK.
Thank you.
Starts a new morning show today on 5:40 a.m. They're starting an all-news program this morning.
If you're a news junkie, this is a place to go. It's centered on Milwaukee in southeast Wisconsin, 5:40 a.m., WAUK. But 6 to 9 o'clock, all news all morning on 5:40 a.m. and 100.3 FM.
And they have another FM frequency.
Yes, So
it gets confusing.
We're expanding.
It's 7:24, time with Pete with the Beat at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. The Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers at this point. The college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aquavia Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Chain, yeah, all day long they're saying,
the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. It's so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my.
Sam Cooke and the Chain Gang. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It is 7:31. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Voss may not face voters again. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, the longest to serve in that role, is considering not running for re-election next year. On WISN 12's Upfront program, he said he's weighing his options, especially with the new governor coming in, but that he hasn't made a final choice. He also dismissed talk that Democrats could push him out, saying he was confident Republicans will win again. Voss plans to announce his decision in January. We're still trying to learn more about a serious motorcycle crash early yesterday in Caledonia. At around 3 a.m., emergency crews responded to a call for help at 6 Mile Road and Highway H. The motorcyclist was seriously injured and remained conscious and breathing at the scene despite very serious injuries. There were no other vehicles involved, and the incident is under investigation. Again, we're working on learning more. Racine City Hall is getting a little TLC starting today. Tuck pointing work is getting going on the west side of the building, with the project expected to take roughly 4 weeks. During that time, you won't be able to get in on the west side of City Hall. Parking on that side will also be limited, but handicap spaces will still be accessible. And her campaign started in Kenosha. Racine was a stop last week. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez visited Racine Friday, hearing firsthand from about 30 people about the challenges they face. The top issues: childcare, housing, and public education. You can go deeper on that visit and where the candidate stands online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know, the weather has treated Wisconsin farmers pretty well for the harvest of 2025, but that's not the case everywhere. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning, taking a look at the news influencing your markets. Our neighbors to the north, for example, in Canada, facing some very dry conditions across most of their agriculture regions. That includes Prince Edward Island. Now, if you're challenged to find a map, Prince Edward Island is the area of Canada directly east of Maine. That's where Ryan Bennett is farming, and he says it has been incredibly dry and incredibly hot all growing season there.
Just kept thinking, well, it's going to rain sometime, and then it just never did. The majority of the island has been really dry for the entire summer, and for most stuff, it's too late. We're going to see significant yield reductions on potatoes. Most of our grain corn, I imagine it'll be down 20-25%. Probably won't be harvesting it for another 2 or 3 weeks anyway. Soybean yields, half a ton to the acre on soybeans, when they usually would get a ton and a quarter, you know, so there's going to be some hurt around on crops this year.
Ryan Bennett, he is a farmer on Prince Edward Island, Canada, trying to struggle with the hottest, driest growing season on record. Markets in overnight electronic trade. Not much happening on the international market, and that's why markets are lower. Numbers are next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about generator leads at bio-vet.com.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a nickel to 177. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a half, 179, while AA butter stood still, $1.75 a pound. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 7 cents at 1701, while December's unchanged, 1714 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn's down a half at 418. November new crop soybeans down a penny at 1017. The December wheat's down 2.5 at 513. July new crop down 2.5. 554 bushel. That's just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
You ever go to a brand new doctor, and the moment he walks in, you're like, no. I was sitting there, I'm nervous enough. Doctor walks in, all the buttons on his lab coat were off by one. If he can't nail that task, I don't think I want his doctor paws on me. And I know this is gonna sound like I'm making this up, this is the absolute truth. He was late. I don't get that. I don't get why it's okay for the doctor to be late. If I have a 2 o'clock appointment, I want the doctor looking at me at 2 o'clock. And the only way I think it would be okay for the doctor to be late is if at 2:05, you're in the waiting room and you notice from under the door that leads to the back rooms, a pool of blood. I think we might be delayed. Then it would be okay for him to be 5 minutes late. Clamp whatever's doing that and get me back there. I want to hear a clamp noise and him saying, my 2 o'clock is here.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
If everybody had a Rosen across the USA, then everybody'd be served. California, yeah. You see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too.
USA.
And you know what's ironic about the Beach Boys and Surfing USA? Only one of the Beach Boys was a surfer. Only one. It was Dennis Wilson. Brian Wilson never surfed. Carl Wilson, Al Jardine, Mike Love never surfed. It was just one. But they always have that iconic picture of them with the surfboards. Yeah, right. Never happened. 7:41, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Got a new survey here. They found most Americans feel like going to a more modern and digital advanced doctor's office would improve their experience. Well, I'm just happy that my doctor's office updated their magazines to the year 2023. Made me satisfied. Looking for a shower and thunderstormy day today. Highs near 78 right now. The sun is shining 63 degrees here at Radio Park.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear. With them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. May be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no. Oh, oh, oh.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Local news, timeless hits. Here at WRJN. It's 7:44. And now Peter, Paul, and Mary leaving on a jet plane.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Like you'll never let me go. I'm a
I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, they're the best. Leaving on a jet plane. 747, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We're looking for a chance, not a chance, a likelihood of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs near 78, same for tonight, lows 57. A gradual clearing tomorrow with a high near 66. Right now it's sunny and 63 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, you're starting a brand new Monday. A lot of stress, huh? How much would you pay to have a single day with zero stress? Now, they did a survey, and the average is $500. I'm not sure I'd go that high. And I could deal with stress. I don't know. Maybe $250, maybe $200, a little less. Because I deal with stress okay. I think I do anyway. But how much would you pay for a 100% stress-free day? Interesting question, isn't it? All right, this hour and... every morning show, by the way, on WRJN is brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive, bringing new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those underserved families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road just south of Durand Avenue to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
That's Buffalo Springfield for what it's worth. 7:53, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high near 78, sunny 63 degrees right now at Radio Park. DJ David Guetta says Madonna once wanted him to produce an album for her until she found out he was a Scorpio. She told him, quote, "I'm sorry, we won't be able to work together. It was a pleasure to know you. Goodbye." You see, Madonna is a Leo, so I guess it wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah.
Big Out Leslie Gore, It's My Party, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Are you happy? I don't think so. A study found you're happiest between the ages of 15 and 24, unless you're listening, and you'll be the age, between the ages of 15 and 24, you're not happy. Things get worse then. You bottom out in your 40s, and finally, you start getting happier again in your 60s, and by the time you're 75, you're as happy as you were when you were 20 years old. I hope so. I hope when I get there. My happiest years, I think I was like 9, 10, or 11 years old. I was so happy. I mean, first of all, you have no bills to pay. When you go on vacation, you get whatever you want. You don't have to worry about money. The mortgage, all those, doesn't mean a thing. And your big worry is it going to be a nice day so I can go outside and play. That's it. Those are your biggest control, you know, your biggest worries. Nothing else. What a great set of years. 9, 10, 11, and 12. I love it. It is 7:57. Looking for some showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. Gradual clearing for tomorrow. And we needed the rain, right? No, let's be not selfish here. We haven't gotten rain in quite a while. Here's Stevie.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
if you really love me. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Coming up in the next hour, your chance to win tickets to the Genesee Theater to see Tower of Power and War in concert. That's coming up right now. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protests in Portland. Oregonians standing up against President Trump's expanding plans to send federal troops into more American cities to fight crime. Last night, a federal judge temporarily blocked him from dispatching the National Guard to Portland. State Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
The state of Oregon will absolutely not be a party to the president's attempt to normalize the use of the United States military in our American cities.
Overnight, Illinois' governor announced the president is deploying hundreds of Texas National Guard troops to Chicago